All right, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and you live, unless you're listening on the internet, you live in the state where once upon a time it was believed there was the Fountain of Youth here, right? Wasn't that the whole idea of Ponce de Leon coming to Florida looking for a way to just reverse it all and maybe stay young forever?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what we're going to talk about, but you might be able to live a little bit longer, if not turn back the clock. We're going to learn about aging. Dr. Joseph Chang has written a fascinating book. It's called The Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young. And let's find out about this from the doctor who's on the phone and just called in, so we didn't have any time to talk off the air. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Larry. Nice of you to invite me on your show.
Well, where are you? First of all, where are you calling from?
I'm sitting here in a mountain state called Utah.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you on tour?
No, I'm actually, I work here. I actually live here in Utah, so it's always been great. This great altitude compared to Florida, we don't get any flooding.
No, I would think not. Now, is this in the book, is it theory or is it tried and true and we can actually use this?
I think we have done enough proof of principle, if you will, in the scientific world to show that this actually is a new approach to anti-aging, and we can actually improve and preserve a lot of quality of life for many people.
Okay, but it does not mean that we can be 65 and look 25.
You can be 65 and perhaps look 40. Is that good?
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so is it just a matter of time before we are literally able to become young again?
Yes, I think, you know, many of us, when we were young, we sort of, our moms used to tell us, oh, there's nothing you can do about aging, that it's inevitable. You are going to get old and you're going to look old. I think with the new genetic science and the stuff that we've done with many of our research partners and so on, we in fact found, we believe, the Fountain of Youth, the real Fountain of Youth. And this is actually within our body. We've been looking in the wrong place. It's
actually
in our genes, yes.
In our genes. Now what is it?
Yes. Well, this Fountain of Youth is really related to what we would call a set of age-related genes. And there's several hundred of them, and we have been able to classify and categorize them into a variety of youth gene clusters. That's our term. We've been using that to describe these age-related genes and how we can influence them to help us preserve our vitality and how we're going to look and feel younger.
In the back of your book, as you're talking, I'm flipping through some of these photographs, and I hope you don't mind that I'm doing that, but you've got pictures that look like sisters and brothers, and they're really parents and children.
Yes, isn't that amazing? And if you look at the difference in age, some of them are as far apart as, 25 years or more?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is it fair to say, and this is, I hope this doesn't sound racist in any way, but is it fair to say that the Asians seem to age better than the non-Asians?
Good question.
I mean, I'm looking at the Asians, you can't even tell.
Yes. I think it's a matter of really one of the biggest cultural differences I notice among the ethnic groups is the fact that the Caucasians tend to love the sun more than the Asians.
Oh, so
and
it's a matter of lifestyle. So lifestyle plays a role.
Yes. And yeah. I think it's an important factor, as we all have been told by our dermatologists and so on. In fact, staying out of the sun is a good thing. It does help to slow down the aging process, especially on the skin. So, I mean, the Floridian sun in the summer is pretty intense. And in spite of the fact that we put a lot of sunscreens and UV blockers on our skin, it's just that we stay in the sun for hours. That is not good for our skin to stay and look young forever.
Okay, now let me ask you something, because I'm looking at photographs, and obviously this is of the outside of these people. What about the inside? Do they look good on the outside, but they're falling apart inside? Is their heart still good? Is their liver still good and all that?
That's pretty good question. In fact, we cannot continue to look good if we don't feel good, and that's the philosophy and approach that we've been adopting in AgeLock. Yes, their heart, when we look at, do their blood tests and so on, we can find it actually is young. They are actually look young, not just looking young, But by any other measurements, they continue to be young.
Okay, now the one thing that I do not see in any of these photographs is the telltale signs of a facelift. And we all know some celebrities that have gone through some horror stories facelifts, so I don't need to name anybody. But there are some that have this, there's a certain look, like the mouth looks stretched and things that just look not normal. But none of these people have that, so I'm guessing none of them, I mean, did they go through something like a test period, and did they, were they looking older last year? I mean, did you take pictures last year, and they reversed it all?
No, all I know is for sure that these folks did not have to resort to extreme measures to stay young, you know. And that is because of, by studying these pairs of people, that we're beginning to understand that at the genetic level, we are unlocking all kinds of new insights that can help you maintain and preserve your youth. And, for example, these age-related genes, we can now influence them with a variety of products now, not just skincare products, but supplements as well, that we can actually use and take to help maintain what we call youth span rather than lifespan.
Okay.
You address something in your book very interesting, because sometimes other health people will focus on eating right and will also focus on physical activity. But you also focus on the a cultural art in the creative arena. You bring out painting, drawing, knitting, ceramics, everything that a person can be creative with as something that will be stimulating and enjoyable and youth-preserving.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. I think if you don't use the brain, and because this is really exercises for the brain, isn't it? And if you don't exercise your brain, it does have a very significant impact, negative impact on how you stay young and feel young.
Now, what about the things that normally are associated with the ticking clock? For example, in a woman, the childbearing years or the menopause years, those things that seem to always follow a certain schedule.
That is correct, and again, those things are influenced by these age-related genes, as I mentioned to you. So, again, by making sure that we can preserve and reset these age-related genes, we can actually delay the onset of these women going into the menopausal phase of their life.
Oh, wow. And is there anything, I don't want to say artificial, but is there anything injected into the people, or is it just what they eat and how they live?
Yes, we don't do injections. That's one thing we don't do.
No, nothing. Nothing. I mean, no.
Yes.
Test. You know how somebody said testosterone gets it? You know, no, nothing like that, huh?
Nothing like that. We don't subscribe to that particular approach because, first of all, we feel that it's dangerous and it's not terribly safe. By contrast, we do subscribe to the approach that nutrition is a very key factor in preserving our youthfulness. And we are what we eat, and that's been true for several thousand years now, since Hippocrates brought that.
Well, these people must be eating young people, because they're all looking young.
No, they do eat well. When we look at their diet, they actually have far more fruits and vegetables in their diet than meat and proteins. So that's a good insight.
Okay, okay. Well,
that
I'm
all of
fruit
us.
Fruit and vegetables, Robin. No more meat.
Yes. Yeah, and the other thing that we have developed through the AgeLock Science is obviously some skincare products and supplements as well, anti-aging supplements, that you can learn more on our website, newskin.com.
And okay, now if there's a supplement, that's something you ingest.
Yes.
Right? Okay, and what's in the supplement? What's in the supplement?
Yeah, natural ingredients. We, again, have screened thousands and thousands of natural ingredients, including food ingredients, to look for their ability to actually reset the youth gene clusters to a more youthful state. Okay? And by our gene science, AgeLock Science, we have been able to do that quite quickly and been able to identify these ingredients, natural ingredients, like I said, and blend them together into a final product. In fact, we call this product vitality because we have been able to show with scientific studies that this supplement, a blend of natural ingredients, can actually restore energy and that is required by every cell to function.
And when I was younger, the energy didn't need to be restored. It was just there automatically.
That's
now
right.
that I'm getting older, if I take something to restore it, will I be depending on that thing that restores it, or will I go back to the condition I was when I was younger where it just sort of happened automatically?
Well, unfortunately, you have to take the product regularly to be able to restore the energy to a more useful state or to a state when you had it when you were younger. Because the cells, unfortunately, the genes, the reset of the genes is something that you have to keep on doing with this product. Because once you get off the product, it seems like the cell reverts back, or the genes revert back to an
really?
Older state of activity.
All right, so now if I do the program, will I start to like Top 40 radio again?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, because I find myself listening to talk radio a little bit too much. I think I need to go listen to some Top 40. Yeah.
Yes.
You also address the issue of quick fixes. You bring up those energy drinks in your book. Years ago, we had the no-dos, where people would just pop pills with the caffeine to try to stay awake, but you try to dissuade people in your book from getting those energy drinks.
Yes, indeed, Robin, because I sort of feel that if you look at the energy drinks, it's marketed in a way that I think is rather sad and unfortunate. And that is that if you look at the ingredients that they put into the energy drinks, it's very much based on sugar. You know, we all know when we were young, I mean, during Christmas time or birthdays and whatever, when we get candy from our relatives and so on and friends, we climb the wall. Sure, yeah, sugar will give you the energy, but it's not useful energy. You know, you use that energy and you crash after that. And that is something that I don't subscribe to, that you can actually define that as energy. I think you just define it as a stimulant more than anything else.
There was a video on YouTube using those energy drinks to recharge their iPods. The kids were using the energy. I guess there's something in the energy drink that actually creates electricity, I guess. I don't know how it works. When we do the things we need to do to reverse our aging, if, for example, this science was available when I was a kid and I started using it back then, would I maintained it, would I have aged differently than I did?
Absolutely. You will age differently. There's nothing I can do as far as chronological aging is concerned, right? Because because 12 months from now, we are all going to be a year older. What we can do now is that 12 months from now, your body doesn't have to be 12 months older in terms of health and in terms of how it functions.
Well, that's a good thing, though. I mean, you don't want your brain to stop. I mean, you want to become wiser. You don't want to have to make the same stupid mistakes you made when you were a kid.
Right.
You just want to look like you did when you were a kid.
That's absolutely true, Larry.
You also have a study in there about twins, how twins will age differently. Some will age the right way, while the other twin with the same genetic makeup will age totally different and look older quicker, which is fascinating.
Yes. Absolutely. That was, in fact, our first insight into the world of genes. Because we know with those identical twins, we obviously have genes. They are absolutely 100% identical. There are no differences. If you look at the genes, you can't tell the difference between the twins. But how those genes function, that's what made one twin look older and actually feel older than the comparable twin. And that is all to do with gene expression.
Well, Dr. Joseph Chang is on the phone. He's in Utah, I think he said.
Mm-hmm.
His book is called The Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young. And there's a lot in this book that we haven't talked about. We never can do everything on the radio interview, so that's why the book is always important to get. But I somehow was attracted to these photographs in the book. I'm telling you, there are some parents and some children standing side by side, and I cannot tell who's the child and who's the parent. It's just an amazing thing. We do have a phone call. Let's take that call. Good morning. You're on there with Dr. Chang.
Yes. Good morning, doctor. What importance would you put on sleeping and rest as far as aging would be concerned?
A lot. A big factor in terms of how you age. Thanks for that question, because I think it's very revealing and a great question. Because our body cannot restore and, in fact, heal itself if we don't have adequate sleep and rest. It is actually during that period of the day that our body actually start repairing itself. So get 8 hours of sleep if you can, you know, and that will really help you to stay young.
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, in nature, doctor, I wanted to tell you something. Here in Florida, we have a lot of lizards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that if you catch a lizard by the tail pops off and it'll grow a new one.
Yeah.
And I've often thought there's got to be a clue in that lizard so that somebody who loses an arm to an accident or some terrible tragedy like that maybe could eventually someday in the future grow a new arm. There must be some clue in how a lizard does that we could learn from. Well, just the same way, I've often thought this about the salmon. You know how the male salmon will swim upstream and then it'll just get old very, very quick?
Yes.
I've often thought that the way it gets old, if we could figure out how that happens, maybe we could figure out how we get old and turn it off.
And many scientists are, in fact, doing exactly that, Larry. By using and studying those kinds of animals, we can get a pretty good idea what sort of genes that we share with these animals and why we are, you know, we might be able to regrow an arm one day. I mean, that's the another holy grail for many scientists to achieve that goal.
In the pictures in the back, I want to ask a question. Are any of these males the father, or do men? Is this? In other words, are women the only ones who are staying looking young?
No, I think.
Oh,
the
wait
males
a minute! You're how old are you?
I'm 58.
12.
Oh wow! So it's working for you.
Okay. Thank you.
So any of these other guys? Let's see, Sam and Pauline from Singapore.
Yeah.
Who's the parent in that one?
Sam and Pauline.
Do you remember?
I can't remember all the pictures.
Is that the last picture?
Yeah.
Well, they both look the same age to me. And then there's Zheng Yu and Zheng Ming Ji from China. They look the same age.
Yes. It's amazing.
He's got a bigger head. Well, he's a male. Men have bigger heads.
That's right.
Yeah. Sam, now that I found or located the picture, Larry, Sam is actually the son.
The son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I want.
Okay. Well, are any of these men the father? That's what I want to know.
I think
the women are doing better than the men. Men
they
go,
are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Men tend to always think that we are masters of the universe, right? I mean, when we were back in college, we tend to abuse ourselves more than we should.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was fun, wasn't
great.
It?
Yeah, but
yeah,
it was fun. So it takes a longer time to recover.
Another interesting thing about your book is that you actually explain the cell. You talk about cytoplasm, the mitochondria, the nucleus. You also explain about DNA. You're just not throwing around scientific terms and letting the reader still be confused. You bring it down to my level, and that is the most fascinating thing to me.
Thank you.
Her level
is
higher than my level, so I understood it too.
But that's I'm hoping. I mean, that's why sometimes I feel that we in science, as scientists, we tend to talk in a language that nobody can understand, and that's unfortunate because the science is so exciting now. I mean, this age-lock science that we've been working on, it took more than 30 years to develop and create.
Well,
you know,
it doesn't
we
make any difference. You're not getting older anyway.
Yeah.
let me ask you one associated question. I don't think this applies to what you're talking about. But let's say as you get older, you lose teeth.
Yeah,
okay?
I do.
Now, I don't think what you're talking about will help grow teeth. But I've heard that in the near future we'll have, like, stem cell technology that'll do that. So, we could really be, you know, I guess, around for a lot longer as long as we don't get hit by a truck.
Yes. And in fact, what we're trying to do is that with age-lock science, we're just scratching the surface. I mean, there are lots of new and exciting things that are going to come out over the next few years as we learn more about how we age and how different specific tissues age, and we can do something about it. Absolutely.
Have you literally seen somebody who, after they started whatever program it is, a year later, I mean, literally surprised you how much they had gone the other direction?
Yes, especially when we just don't look. We actually do blood tests as well.
Okay.
Of the after taking a before and after a year of doing using applying HLOC signs to them, we can see improvements on all the blood vital signs and so on. I mean, there
and
is some truth to the fact that it's
so can we so you've seen reversals in what, like heart disease or I don't know what kind of what reversed.
Yeah. The point is, I think what we're trying to do, if we can preserve youthfulness or the young state of our tissues, we can actually then delay the onset of age-related diseases down the road. That's we're not making any claims at all, for example, with the products that we develop that they can treat diseases. But what we're saying is that such products, being anti-aging products, we can actually delay the onset, hopefully, over time. And by keeping the tissue young and youthful, we can help in that regard.
And this is part of the Human Genome Project, is that right?
Yes. You know, this was the Human Genome Project was actually started several decades ago. And in 2003, the scientists of the world mapped the whole human genome. Essentially, for all intents and purposes, they've identified all the genes in our bodies.
Mm.
Wow.
You also advocate that a person should be a good emotionally, that they should have positive attitudes. That plays a role, too, in how a person feels as they age.
I absolutely subscribe to that as well, because the mind does control the body. And as long as there is a positive attitude and mindset, that we find from science that always helps in keeping the body young.
You know, this is good news in more than one way. I mean, obviously, if we can stay young, that's good news in and of itself. But I think this is going to put an end to crime. And let me explain why. Because if you read the news, sometimes people will get sentenced to like 467 years.
Yes.
And if they actually believe they're actually going to be there that long, they'll never commit any crime again.
Larry, that's a very counterintuitive conclusion from me. That's wonderful.
Dr. Chang's going to use that
Dr. Joseph Chang, I have the copy of the book. Let me give the book away, and then I want to find out how we can all get a copy. I need a listener who wants the book. Call me, and I'll be glad to put your name on it. It'll be yours. The rest of us have to go buy it. Doctor, how do we get this book?
Yes, well, the book is described on the website, agingmyth.com, and it's also available on all online bookstores such as Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, and it's called The Aging Myth. Let me take a call real quickly. Good morning. You've got the book. Who's this?
Steve.
Steve, all right. You know where we are, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. It's waiting for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Dr. Chang, thank you so much for what you're doing. And for taking some time out of your morning. It sounds like you've got a good sense of humor, so thank you for being a good sport with us.
Larry, it's wonderful to get on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. And stay young. You look great, by the way. You look fabulous.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You saw that picture isn't 20 years old? All right. All right. Thank you, doctor. We'll take a little break and be right back.